Hubble live WFMU. What's up?
Hey man.
Hubble, aka Ben Greenberg.
Yeah. I've been in debate. I don't know. Pseudonyms kind of make me uncomfortable, but I think it's a really good name for the piece. So I don't know exactly how to bill it quite yet.
It's brand new, right? This is your second performance, kind of.
Yeah. Well, it's technically the third. The official premiere was back in July at this little art gallery opening in Williamsburg, but I didn't really publicize it or anything, and I didn't have a name for it yet. Mm-hmm. It was pretty undeveloped, but it was a nice little opportunity to, you know, see how it worked in front of people and stuff.
Right. And I mean, you've been in countless bands, I guess most notably like Z's, Pygmy Shrews, Little Women for a while.
Yeah, Little Women, The Fugue. I mean, I've been in a lot of bands.
So how does this coming out of all of that?
Well, I started playing music when I was 6 years old, and I started playing in bands when I was 11. And because I started that young, I don't know that I ever had really like concrete goals for what I wanted out of being in a band. And so that kind of developed in my head as I was doing it over the years, you know, like as I went on my first tour, I was like, oh, well, this is what touring is going to be like. Cool. I'd like to do a lot more of this, and, you know, see how that goes. And then, you know, years went on and being in so many different bands and just, I mean, I feel really fortunate having had all those experiences, definitely. But I think it came to a time when I just wanted to see what I could do on my own, you know, and just wanted to see like how logistically it could work and see if I could pull it off, even if it was just me and a guitar. I don't know. It still seems like a really exciting opportunity, you know, just to see what I can do. Mm-hmm. That's really all I want to do with it, is just see how far I can take it and see how many different types of venues I can perform it in, and see how it works in like a small room, see how it works in a big room, see how it works in someone's living room, you mm-hmm. know.
With this piece, I hear a lot of different stuff in it. What you know, stuff from like, it's like hairy pussy in space. But like, what are you kind of putting into it? Are you, is there conscious ideas, or are you just kind of flowing and then that piece comes out?
For me, it's definitely, I mean, it follows basically the same structure every time, but there's definitely improvisation within it. And, you know, obviously, I mean, that's one of the benefits of it just being me. I can elongate sections if I want to, or I can add in little things, or I can stop all of a sudden and start again. Or so it comes from a lot of things, really, but mostly it's just I sat down one day and had that, you know, long deep thought of like, well, what do I really want to do with music, and really what makes me happiest is just playing guitar, and really no matter who it's with or where or anything, that's just what I want to do for the rest of my life. So yeah, it came very naturally once I decided that, you know. It's right now, this is this collection of riffs, which is really what it is, just makes me so happy to play it, you know, over and over and over again.
Well, makes me happy to hear it too.
Yeah, thanks.
So it's a collection of riffs, but you also have a bunch of pedals going through, some looping going on. What stuff do you have on the floor in there?
It's really basic. The idea is for it to not sound looped, or for it to, you know, coming from musical training, you see a lot of, especially guitar players, go the direction of looping themselves and performing solo. And I don't want it to fall into that sort of, like, that can become very predictable, mm-hmm. because it's been done a lot. And so, where am I going with this? Well, the pedals themselves, I think, really just serve what I'm actually playing, is the idea. You know, like there is a looper pedal there, but I only use it in conjunction with what I'm playing to serve like a unison role. Mm-hmm. So the looper isn't ever really, except at the end, when I kind of break out into a guitar solo, which I'm still sort of nervous about. But the looper is really just provides a unison for what I'm playing, so that I can phase against it. And so I can play, you know, the same thing that's being looped, and then change the timing of what I'm doing and create like gaps that create kind of like a larger more than the sum, well, hopefully more than the sum of its parts.
It's kind
of
sweet. Sound. It's sweet. I think what happens a lot with some solo guitar stuff, even either guys go away from using effects and just kind of slay, and it's just like one sound for a while. And what I'm thinking about yours is that it's incorporating a little bit of effects and stuff, and then still taking it to a next level without relying all completely on the effect.
Yeah, I don't want it to sound like I'm using pedals. I want the pedals to just serve the material that I'm performing and give me some more options for, you know, shifting textures within what I'm doing. But those shifting textures, I hope, come as much from, you know, there being an echo on everything I do as from, you know, variations within what I'm actually playing note-wise.
All right. So with Hubble, are you going to stick with this for a while? Are you going to be playing with some other groups, or is this the new direction?
Well, this is definitely making me happiest right now, and I'd like to do it for as long as I can. And I'm interested in collaborating with people on it as well. I'm really interested in, you know, seeing what it's like with a second voice, whether it's another guitar or maybe something rhythmic. I'm interested in trying to collaborate with a drummer or like an electronic percussion element. I'd be really stoked on finding someone who really wanted to play like an interactive like drum machine with some amount of delay sort of voice. You know, I think that could be a really interesting interplay. But yeah, I'd like to do this for as long as I can. And then I'm going to be staying in the city, I'm planning on trying to start another punk band, because the drummer in Pygmy Shrews is moving back to LA in December, so we're going to go on a little bit of a break. We'll be intermittently active, but I really enjoy being in loud rock bands, so I definitely want to be in another band where, like, there's a singer and the bass player and a drummer and me playing guitar.
Keep it hardcore.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that was pretty hardcore. Thanks, Ben, for coming up. Check out Hubble. Where can they find your music?
You can find it at missionhubble.blogspot.com, and you can email me at missionhubble@gmail.com.
All right, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
WFMU.